we can be all that much better.
Do you know somebody who has a lot of talent, but doesn't do anything with it?
This ability to influence, make that happen.
What is possible for you is endless. What is stopping you is just an illusion. All right, so one of the best things you can do for your performance is to do little things that put your ass on the line. Right, so today it is a Saturday, and I woke up and I'm doing my morning routine. Right, I'm working out, and one of my coaching clients, Tim, he sends me a video, and he's like, "Hey, I'm doing this video about this and this and that. How should I help me out with the framing?" I'm like, "Cool." So we go back and forth, and we're having kind of this mini coaching session, and a few things inspired me. Right, one of the things is Tim is a bona fide champion. Right, he was a professional fighter, owns multiple businesses, killer real estate agent, and he's working on a Saturday. He's doing the videos. He's doing what other people won't do, and that's how champions are. Champions are obsessed with performing at a high level, and it got me thinking. I'm like, you know what? I could make this coaching session like amazing right now. What I could do is I could do a behind the scenes video of what I'm trying to tell him to do and just do it myself and have him watch. And so I said, "Hey, what if I just did a video for you that where I do a behind the scenes and you just watch me do the whole thing and I'll just do exactly what I'm trying to explain to you." He's like, "Oh my God, that'd be amazing." And so I get, I put on the clothes for the video. I put, get all my stuff together that I always do for you guys, and the whole time, as soon as I get ready and I got, the audio and all that kind of stuff ready, I clicked on the video. I'm like, "All right, let me show you exactly what I do." And I walked in and showed him the studio. Didn't really know what I was going to say at the time, but there had been something on my mind that I had been thinking about delivering to the marketplace and helping people with a video. And so I pulled that out of the hat, wrote it down, and just had the camera running live for them behind the scenes the entire time. And the reason I say this is because it did a couple things, right? So one, I didn't really have the intention, I worked last week and I didn't really have the intention on getting up and doing videos. And as if you've been following for any length of time, I am a big, huge advocate of doing videos for your business. I think it's one of the best ways that you can grow your business. So I didn't really have the intention of getting up and doing a video. I was kind of like, "All right, let's chill out. Let's do what we're going to do and just, recover, have a good day." And not only did, me doing this for Tim and a couple other coaching clients, not only did that help me get back into the groove and start working and not lose the groove that I had during Monday through Friday, but it also made me perform at a high level, right? Like, there's no bullshitting. The camera is going, and I'm showing you behind the scenes. There was no editing. There was no, this was one take, Eddie. We're going to do one take, and you need to nail it, and you need to do exactly what you're telling them to do. And so the question that I think this whole situation brings up is, are you what you say? Will you preach to other people when you tell people, "Look, your video needs to be more influential. You need to follow this process. Can you click on the video and do it?" When you're telling your friends it should be like this and that should be like this, are you playing at that level? See, a lot of people, they hold other people accountable to higher standards than they hold themselves. They hold other people accountable to higher standards than they hold themselves. I see this all the time. You see this in relationships. You see this in business. In my industry, you see it a lot. You'll see coaches hold their clients to a higher standard of performance, a higher standard of living, a higher standard of business than they are at themselves. And, it's not that there's anything wrong with that per se, but it does crush your ability to be powerful. It crushes your ability to perform at a high level. When you will be transparent, when your actions match what you say, now you start to perform at a high level. Now you start to fulfill that potential that you have. And I don't know that that potential can be fulfilled. I don't know that that talent can be fully utilized. The talent that you have, I don't know that that talent can be fully utilized until you just lift up the veil and show people what are behind the screen with that transparency, that authenticity. Right? Like, now what would happen if I told Tim, you know, your videos need to be kind of like this and this and this and this, and then what if he came out and said, well, why don't you show me? And now I have this oh shit moment where I gotta go learn how to do it. So right, that would have been it. I would have had to go learn how to do it. I mean, fortunately, what I'm telling Tim to do, I do. And what I really loved about the situation is, yes, I can do it. But, you know, it started to have me kind of look at myself and turn on the light and go, yeah, I need to perform at a high level. I'm going to show you. This is fun, right? Now we're playing a game. Now this is fun. Now we're performing at a high level and I've got the juices flowing again, right? Like putting your ass on the line and then backing it up. That's what champions do. I remember hearing an interview with Barry Bonds one time where they said, Barry, a lot of people are saying that you are cocky. And he said, I'm not cocky. I'm good. And everybody was like, oh, see what I mean? He's really cocky. But I, as a champion, I'm like, that's right. Cocky is when you talk a good game, but you don't have a good game. Good is where you talk a good game and you back that shit up with the level of game that you're talking at. And so I just invite you to kind of look across your life, your business, your health, your friendships, your relationships with your significant other, and just ask yourself, like, am I playing at the level that I demand from other people? You know, we tend to judge other people by their actions and judge ourselves by our intentions. What if we flipped that script? What if we judged other people by their intentions and we judged ourselves by the actions? Would you play at a higher level? I hope so. So that's my challenge to you. Look across your life and see where you're talking a good game, but you're not playing at that level. And then raise up to that level. Don't pull back the talking. Keep the talking there, but raise your game up to that level that you're talking at and watch your life transform. Okay, I hope this helps you. Make sure you go out there every single day and find a way to win. Talk to you guys later.